This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the adoption of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan across sectors, which is adding speed to fulfill the vision of a Vikasit Bharat. In a surprise visit, Mr. Modi visited PM Gati Shakti Anubhuti Kendra at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday on the third anniversary of the launch of PM Gati Shakti. He appreciated the strides made in planning and execution of projects across the country due to the impact of PM Gati Shakti. The Anubhuti Kendra showcased the key features, achievements and milestones of PM Gati Shakti. Prime Minister Modi also visited the One District, One Product ODOP Anubhuti Kendra and appreciated the strides made by the ODOP initiative in helping in selection, branding and promotion of products of various districts across the nation. Using the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, 156 infrastructure gaps relating to first and last mile connectivity issues of major sectors of the economy, such as coal, steel, fertilizer, ports, food and public distribution, have also been identified by concerned ministries and departments. President Draupadi Murmu reached Algiers yesterday on the first leg of her three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. This is the first ever visit by a president of India to the three African nations and comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of the G20 group during India's presidency. India is looking at a stronger partnership with Africa as it is very important and critical for their own growth and for the growth of the global south. During the three-day visit in Algeria, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune and other major leaders. Talking to Prasar Bharati correspondent, Indian Ambassador to Algeria, Dr. Swati Vijay Kulkarni said, India and Algeria share cordial relations with cooperation in several fields. Registration has begun for the Prime Minister Internship Scheme at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal. The government aims to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-25. The objective of project is to provide 12-month internships for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years for 5 years. The total cost of the pilot project is 800 crore rupees. The centre has revoked the president's rule in Jammu and Kashmir, setting the stage for the formation of a new government in the Union Territory. This comes days after announcement of assembly polls result in J&K, in which National Conference NC Congress Alliance has got majority and has staked claim to form the government. A notification with regard to revocation of the president's rule in Jammu and Kashmir has been issued by the central government. The week-long International Dasera Festival in Kullu, Himachal Pradesh has started with traditional customs. Governor Shiv Pratap Shukla inaugurated the event. On this occasion, a grand chariot procession of Lord Raghunath was carried out at the historic Dhalpur ground, in which thousands of people participated dressed in traditional attire. In line with the central government's policy of zero tolerance against drugs and Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, the special cell of Delhi Police and Gujarat Police yesterday seized 518 kilograms of cocaine from Gujarat. Sources said that during the joint operation, the cocaine was recovered from Avkar Drugs Limited Company in Ankleshwar, Gujarat. The estimated value of the drug in the international market is around 5,000 crore rupees. Union Minister for Parliamentary and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju announced that the 75th anniversary of the Indian Constitution on November the 26th will be commemorated with a nationwide Constitution glorification campaign in every village. President Mohammad Shahabuddin urged people of all religions to work together to take Bangladesh forward as the festival of Durga Puja concluded peacefully with the immersion of goddess Durga idols in water bodies across the country. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia beat India by 9 runs in a Group A match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium, Sharjah. And with that, we end this news bulletin.